News. Saturdays with Billy Butler.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
One of the original numbers, it's all about falling in love. But you can still feel the 60s influence there. The Mona Lisa Twins, they don't just do covers, they're fine songwriters as well, as that has just proven. Welcome, girls.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
Looking well. You got big smiles because you've moved into a house now.
Yes, we got a big house. We got most of the furniture. Not everything is built up yet, but we have everything in there.
Okay. We live in a sea of boxes at the moment.
Have you warned the people next door that they're going to have music 24 hours a day from these two Austrian birds?
We have an Elvis impersonator living next to us, so I think he'll be fine with that. Apparently, yes. We haven't met him yet. But I think we introduced ourselves quite well yesterday. We had a drummer playing there and we did auditions at our house, so I'm sure the whole neighbourhood is now aware that we moved in.
Yeah, can you imagine, some of the streets... see them girls up there with the funny hair. Hey, they don't talk like us. Where are they from?
We should all live on such a street. Can you imagine the music coming out? I mean, my gosh, I would happily move next door myself, especially when I saw all the guitars they've shipped over. Fantastic. Some of the best guitars you've ever seen in your life. 60s, wonderful 60s
guitars. A fortune with a pleck.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Are you sponsored by an American guitar company? You were telling us you're an American company.
Oh, it's not actually a company. No, it's actually just a fan who just has quite a bit of money and he likes to support us, and so he sends his guitars. It's not a company, but it's a private thing.
Just a private guy who sends you guitars.
I've got to get a fan.
It's the best kind of support we could imagine. Yeah. Better than any contract with any label or anything. Yeah.
I never even got anything off the Archie Andrews fan club. So what's been happening, Tim? Because it's
all sorts, and it's the girls are really running now every single day, and the next few weeks, particularly so. I mean, kicking off on Monday, it's everything's colliding. So, you know, you try and get a gig on a particular day, yes, and then two come in at once. Yeah. It's like waiting, yeah, for a bus. But because they're young and they can run and they can walk, we've decided to work that way. But Monday, what's going
Monday
down, girls?
Monday is BBC Manchester. We're doing a show there, and then right
after...
with
Mike Sweeney?
We do Mike Sweeney as well, but I don't think that's on Monday. I think it's on Sunday.
This is Andy Crane. It's a special bank holiday Monday at 2 o'clock. They've asked the girls to come in to talk and do three songs. So that's fun. Mm-hmm. Except, already lined up.
To run to Aintree Racecourse. I don't know, people probably know where that is. I don't know where it is, but it's
they have the Grand National there.
Yeah, it's a horse race, right?
Not on Monday though.
Yeah, not on Monday. No, Monday there is a charity thing going on there from Liverpool Heartbeat, which is a great charity, and we're glad to be supporting them and play at the Fun Day there, which is like a fair thing.
Oh, you'll enjoy that, because just to see Aintree, they'll be knocked out by it, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. Right. I mean, it is. It's you know, I'm not particularly into horse racing, but
it's the most famous, famous horse racing course in the world.
Yeah, it's like going to Lord's in London. Yeah. You know, and whether you're into cricket or not, it's something special, isn't it?
Yeah, and they do summer night evenings now with a big band on after the races, don't they?
Okay.
With a big group.
So
on.
Very
see
happy.
Horses?
Seahorse. There has to be a horse there.
Yes,
I should make sure there's a horse for you to see while we're there.
Next to the
certainly
stage.
One of the banana lambs.
And how's things working out with the new band, the new boys in the backing group?
We had a few auditions where we actually invited people, but if people are listening and they're playing bass and drums, they can still get in contact.
They're very picky, aren't they?
I know, of course they are.
It's not so easy. But how can they be anything but? You know, but they need them fast because there's cavern gigs and other things.
18th and 19th, we're playing at the cavern, so we need to be quick. And the 19th is another day where there is quite a lot colliding, because we talked to the Alzheimer Society last week, and they want to use our song, The Wide Red Land, kind of to promote the Alzheimer Awareness Week. That starts off at the 18th, so we have to run quite a bit
that
day.
Radio Lancashire are covering that, because there's a big Alzheimer's Awareness Day, Awareness Week. The girls want it to become Alzheimer's Awareness Year this year. And it's kicking off at Burnley Football Club on the 19th. And the Alzheimer's Awareness people have, Alzheimer's Society rather, have asked the girls to play the song there to kick the whole thing off. And that's being covered by Sally Naden, your friend over at Radio Lancashire. So a lot. On the same day, of course, they're playing the Cavern. So again, it's running. They need good boots for this.
And now I have the best introduction to the song we're going to play today. Because we thought about this.
3 years ago, when the Alzheimer's charity was our charity for the year, we raised money all year for Alzheimer's. And to finish it off, we put a concert on at the Empire, which we call the Ultimate Maisie Beat. We called the Ultimate Maisie Beat Concert. And we had the Searchers on, we had the Blue Jeans on, we had the Foremost on, the original Foremost, and we had three of the big Liverpool lads. We had the Christians, we had Ian McNabb from the Icicle Works, we had Pete Wiley, you know, and we had all of that in one big show. And we had a part we called Tribute to the Cavern. And we had about five of the solo acts from the Cavern who always appeared there in the 60s.
Oh, fantastic.
And it sold out before we got the posters done.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
That's really good.
And we raised, I think it was £17,000 for Alzheimer's.
Well, because the girls sadly lost their grandmother to this hideous disease. Me too, I lost my grandmother to it. So we feel very connected and very passionate about this charity, because there's still a stigma attached to the very word. And
I think it's getting over that now, isn't it?
Bit by bit. But the girls will also be going into schools with this song and talking to assemblies at some point, you know, to again, just raise awareness and get children to educate their parents, which I think is a great idea. And no better spokespeople, really, than this.
And
this
it's player, also, you know? The awareness is very important, because, I mean, if you start forgetting things, you'll naturally assume it's dementia or Alzheimer's, you know.
But
of course, we all forget things as we grow old.
Yeah. That's true, yes.
Two different things.
Okay, girls, what are you going to do for us this week?
Are we going to play a song from the 60s? Who was that? It was suggested by David and... Lillian.
David
Fletcher.
And Lillian.
Yes, and they asked us to do Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, excellent.
So. And
could
I think it's a
could
good
have come dressed with a part, Tim, couldn't
they? Have.
They do, I'm
have they?
Boots.
Take a look. There's a boot.
Okay.
Ready? Yep, wait a
second.
Okay. One, two.
You keep saying you've got something for me. Something you call love, I confess. You've been messing where you shouldn't be messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, 'cause that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Of matches, yeah. What he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, 'cause that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Frank would have been proud of that. Okay, Mona and Lisa, the Mona Lisa twins. As I say, they're still looking for a backing band. They have been auditioning. The work's there. And if you're a drummer or a bass player and you can harmonise, go to their website.
Go to the website, Facebook page. You can get in touch with them that way, yes. And also for any upcoming dates, all info is on the Facebook and website. Mona Lisa Twins, just type that in and up they come.
And don't forget, it's Music Week at the moment. Here on Merseyside, there's bands everywhere.
Is it a special week going on?
It's a special 4 days. There's about 300 bands here.
That's great. We need to get to see some of them.
The office is next door. The office first for the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
It's next
door. All right, we saw that when we walked past.
Sound City.
Sound City, I remember.
There's groups on everywhere. Great. If you go to a phone box, there'll be a group on.
We look out for some when we walk back to the train station.
Okay. See you next week, Tim.
Look forward to it, Billy, as always.
Keep us abreast with all that's happening.
Coming your way.
Thank you.